the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Ocean Man and Mr. Fahrenheit in Winding Up.
We can play whatever you want. Play Texas Hold'em.
Poker? No, I'm afraid I don't have any of your surface currency.
Okay. I'd offer to play for whatever you've got, but I'd probably end up winning your whole city. Don't even really like to swim. Cribbage? No, forget it. No board.
Whist?
Was it?
No, I suppose we need four for that. Unless we play German rules.
I have no idea what you're talking about. How about gin?
I prefer rummy.
Rummy 500 it is. So where you been lately? We've been fighting the mollusk recently. You used a little, water power.
My duties as a king of the ocean world have kept me quite busy, I'm afraid. The son of the Orkin king, Prince Calabar, well, he calls himself King Calabar now, of course. I mean, anyway, semantics, really. I mean, he vowed revenge after I decapitated his father. And then he sent a number of assassins recently into the city to seek out my life. Of course, since we annexed the Orkin territory, Atlantis has had quite a few of their type roaming around the city, you know, getting policy in order, bringing taxes into our treasury, that sort of thing. So we never suspected these particular Orkins of doing anything wrong.
So they tried to kill you?
Yes. If not for General Mantris rushing in with intelligence on them at the last minute, they might have even caught me off guard. I'm out.
What? You're out? Jesus. That puts me at goddamn negative 60.
I'm at 85.
Your deal.
So as it was, anyway, my head minister, Aglan Karumpha, was killed by the scum. The assassins, you see. He jumped on one as it lunged for me and took a bodkin right in the gut protecting me.
I'll take that queen. Thank you very much.
So as I'm sure you can guess, it was quite a big deal, politically speaking. Taking out a high-ranking government official can not obviously be tolerated. So we spent the rest of the day scouring the city for the remaining assassins. And once we found them, we killed them on the spot. No judge, no jury, no trial, just slit throats and shark bait.
Aces! You total bastard.
Huh? Oh, sorry. That was all three days ago when Mollusk popped up in New York. New York. Next day we held a state funeral for Minister Karumpha, and it was a large affair, you know. All the heads of state were there from the branches of the Atlantean government, the entire cabinet, paying respects to old Aglan. I mean, he'd been my head minister for years, you see. To be honest, I don't know how I'm going to rule without him.
Yes! Exactly the 7 I was looking for. Take a look at this run. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So did you appoint a new head guy?
Well, I've been deliberating on possible appointments. To be honest with you, I'm a little torn between appointing General Mantris or going with Prefect Calabar. I mean, on one hand, I guess I would trust Mantris above all the others, but on the other hand, I'd hate to lose him as the general of the Atlantean fleet. Calabar has proven himself to be good to his people and truly care about their needs, which is definitely a quality I would want in a head minister, but...
Calabar, isn't he the guy you said was killing you? I mean, trying to kill you? Whale guy, the Orkin? You know.
Did I say Calabar? Well, yes, actually, yes. Calabar is, well, Calabar is a name that... The prince, the Orkin is Calvar Musalika, whereas the prefect is Housand Calvar. Yeah, I can see where your confusion would arise, but I'm not going to appoint a leader of an upstart rebellious faction as my head minister, obviously. I mean, that wouldn't be foolish.
You jerk! The queen? The queen of spades? I've been waiting for that since the first freaking round. Jesus Christ!
No, I mean, the choice between Mantris and the Prefect Kalivar is quite different from the supposed King Kalivar. I mean, both have their pluses and minuses, and so I have yet to decide. Any thoughts?
Hold on. I'm trying freaking three cards left. You're probably going to... Alright, let's see if you can do anything with the Eight of Hearts.
Actually, I can. I'm out.
Fine. At least I'm positive this hand. I've got 20, 25, 30. 30 lousy points.
And I've got 120.
Give me the cards. This time, I'm going to shuffle them for real.
I already shuffled them.
Yeah, but if you shuffle them a certain number of times, you can get them back the way they started in the first place.
Then wouldn't the second hand have been the same as the first?
Forget it. It's fine. They're shuffled now, okay? Let's play. Okay. Yes. Yes, of course he's going to take the king on the top. My turn? I'll draw, thanks. Keep your four.
Anyway, yesterday, when Stallion was leading that search for the mollusk, as you were saying, I was out leading a search of my own down below, yes, to find Kalivar. That is the bad Kalivar. You know, Kalivar Musalika, that is. Trying to pull out that Orcan Rebellion by the roots this time, man. You know, you don't just chop off the head, you have to burn the body afterwards, kind of thing.
How do you burn something underwater?
It was a metaphor. I mean, we're going to take out all of Kalivar's followers as well, is what I meant. You know, wipe out any chance of reprisal. We're not interested in starting an ongoing feud with the ORA, the Aura here. We want to finish this once and for all. So, at any rate, that's where I've been. To be honest, I even tried to get out of guard duty today. But, you know, everybody seems to be busy with one thing or another, so I left the search in General Mantris's capable hands. But still, I look forward to getting back to my people, Mollusk or no.
I can't say I blame you there. Mollusk has always creeped me out. All right, take a look at these. Four jacks. Bam! And you can take my four, if you want it.
No thanks. The mollusk scares you?
What? No, I mean, he doesn't scare me. Just think he's creepy. I mean, he never speaks except that weird, shrieky sound. What does he want? Why does he keep attacking us? At least with most of our villains, we know what they want, you know. Creationist wants to prove the existence of God scientifically. The Sysops wants to control the world by controlling all technology. Lady Luna wants to be recognized as Queen of the Moon for some reason. Then there are the normal ones like Attractor, Goblin Girl, or Gas Mask, who just do it for the money. I can understand what they're about. Fine. You get the King of Hearts. Why do you even bother playing this game?
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, I know where they're at, you know? They do their thing for their reasons. Stop them whenever I can, which is most of the time. But the mollusk pops up whenever. No real pattern we can see. Attacks us in some weird new way. And why? No idea. We don't even know if he's human. Doesn't really look human.
No, not really.
To be honest with you, why don't you know something about the guy? I mean, you're the king of the ocean world, and he comes from the ocean. Shouldn't you have some sort of dossier on the jerk?
Oh, come on now. There's twice as much ocean as there is land on this planet. You can't expect me to have tabs on every single thing that goes on under the water. I mean, clearly, obviously, the mollusk is smart enough to stay clear of the Atlantean patrols.
Do-do-do-do-do! Nice job there, Your Highness.
How many boats have you humans and superhumans sail around the world, and yet you have no pictures of mermaids, even though they must keep close to the surface in order to take the occasional breath of air?
Whoa, hold on there, tuna fish. Mermaids? Mermaids are real?
Well, yes, of course they are. They are valuable members of my kingdom.
Okay, that's it. You've got to introduce me.
If I must remind you, I am sworn to keep Atlantis free of surface influence. I cannot bring you...
Atlantis Schmatlantis. I don't care two bits about the stupid city. I want the mermaids. You just said they stick close to the surface. Let me ask you this. Do they really swim around topless? Or they have stupid little shell bras? Because I've got to tell you, shell bras sort of sound like BS to me. Either way, are they compatible with human men? You know, sexually. On the one hand, their bottom halves are fish, right? But I figure...
Mr. Fahrenheit, I am not introducing you to any of the mermaids in Atlantis. I have a sworn duty and obligation to protect all the peoples of the undersea world from contamination by the surface world. The people there, down there, depend on me. I am their only insulation from the oppressive world up here. Now, if I could be done with your world entirely, I would. I would leap into the sea and never return. Unfortunately, the only way I can ensure that we continue our lives unmolested down there is by serving on your stupid little Earth Guard here. Now, it's nothing personal against you or the other members of the Earth Guard. I enjoy being a part of it, and you seem like a fine man, but I wouldn't bring the most noble person among you down into my world for any reason at all. Besides, mermaids kill any surface men they seduce. Everyone knows that.
It'd totally be worth it. It's your turn. You don't have to lecture me, you know. A simple no would have been fine. Jeez, you sound like my wife.
You're married?
A mermaid is worth it, okay? Oh, you're gonna pick up that many cards, eh? I have only 3 left, you know.
4, 5, queen, jack, 10, 9's of clubs. I'm out.
Why do I even play these stupid games? This is ridiculous. This is worse than playing with the jack.
I got 140. How about you?
10. 10, okay? I got 10.
Well, that's what you get for holding on to those aces like that.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I know how to play cards anyway, Mr. No Contamination.
I read about them one time and in a book.
Yeah, sure. Just shuffle. Actually, wait. Let me ask you something. Picture this. There was a tidal wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to freeze it, but slowly, so it doesn't...
It seems Boulder is on a rampage through South Dakota and appears to be headed straight for Mount Rushmore.
Okay, we're gonna get this one fast. I'm heading for the horse. Alert the others.
No problem, baby. Attention, Earth Guard. Boulder is about to crash into Mount Rushmore, and we need all available units to head out to South Dakota to stop him. Mr. Fahrenheit are already on our way, but we could definitely use some backup. Ocean Man out.
Tomorrow we'll be having an exclusive first look into the next day's issue of The Password in our interview with Ron Reilly. The new Password will have a shocking telepathic interview with the Mollusk, and Reilly promises it to reveal quite a bit in this interview. That's tomorrow here on Newsnet. We'll be back in a moment.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Makowski as the narrator, Scott Finbow as Ocean Man, Elijah Weberman as Mr. Fahrenheit, and Frank Allen as the newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Makowski.